Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Priddy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Priddy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Stevenson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Stevenson. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Aparicio moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. McGraw moves to second. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stevenson, and towards Andrews, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner now playing left field. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Smith reaches second base with a double. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to third. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball four. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Foy moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Jerry Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foy scores. Nixon moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Foy strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Stevenson moves to third. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with ribbon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bradford moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Bradford moves to third. One out. Gary Peters pinch hits for Dennis Ribbent. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Harrelson scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Foy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Wagner reaches second base with a double. McCraw scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive towards first. Jones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into right field. Bradford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bradford. Andrews goes all the way around to score. Jones moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar strikes out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Peters moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Gary Waslowski now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. Aparicio scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lyle. McCraw moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Josephson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Harrelson scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli strikes out. 1 out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a pop-up towards third. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Lyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyle strikes out. 1 out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio strikes out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.